This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, we want to thank you for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget the truckers out there, the guys and gals on the highways and byways, doing their thing to keep America rolling, delivering the goods. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain Matt Bruce R1. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And back for hour number two, and all the guys are still on the porch because it's a Friday night and the bar's open late, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, everybody. What's happening?
They're all on the porch, and they're all still celebrating. Okay, okay, calm down. Thank you. Okay, there we go. We got them quiet again. We'll close the door there so they can't be heard. But Monday, I believe, is the big boat parade here in Tampa where they're going to have the Stanley Cup parade like they did the Bucks.
That's right. Yeah, that's very exciting.
The only thing is there's going to be one big difference. You know what that is?
What's that?
The Stanley Cup is too big, too bulky, and too heavy to throw around.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, so, because if they tried to throw that, it'd go right to the bottom of the bay.
That's right.
And they're not going to be that stupid. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great quantities that America was founded on, the founding of America as an educational, as an institution where we had religion that helped our country get founded, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Now, I teased something in the last hour and we didn't get to it, so here we go. Voters overwhelmingly believe fake news is a problem and not a good problem, and a majority agree with former President Donald Trump that the media has become the enemy of the people.
Yeah, this is pretty important stuff in the sense that, again, the people are tuning, in some cases they're tuning out the news altogether because they just don't trust it.
That's right.
And then, of course, the idea that you have really a unified front with some exceptions, it's more the rule than the exception that the media has a united front, that it has seemed to have dropped all pretense in many ways about the kinds of candidates or political agenda that it generally supports, and people have just simply had enough. And so the term fake news, pretty much as coined by former President Trump, has really resonated.
Well, years ago, ABC, CBS, NBC, and the Mutual Broadcasting Network, which is what Paul Harvey was on, used to be whatever they said, it was as good as gold. You could take it to the bank. But when CNN came along, the cable news people, which were pretty good for a while, all of a sudden they started to twist things around and stretch things for ratings and whatnot. And then you had MSNBC come along, which, by the way, MSNBC was around before Fox. You know that, right?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Right. And then, of course, after Fox came along, then we had Newsmax, Christopher Ruddy. We also had, and by the way, Christopher Ruddy came from ABC. He didn't like what he saw there, so he went over and formed his own network at Newsmax. He's down in West Palm Beach. And then you had One American News Now that's only been around 2, maybe 3 years, and they've made a name for themselves. So you're starting to get some really good sources, plus you've got the independent sources out there and shows like ours that are on at night. And we definitely go out of our way to make sure what we're going to tell you is going to be accurate. I don't want to start any rumors or gossip or do anything that's going to make any make us look anything other than a credible source, because we research what we do, correct?
Well, absolutely. That's right.
And we go over things not once, but 2 times and sometimes 3 times.
Mm-hmm. That's,
right?
That's exactly right. And again, Captain, because as you said, it's something very important, and that was people could take the news to the bank, basically,
mm-hmm.
in back in the day, as it were. Unfortunately now, there just can't hardly be any agreement even on basic facts, because everything is seen through the political lens. And unfortunately, that has a lot to do with a lot of the people who are in charge at some of these media outlets and so forth. They want to have a particular outcome in many cases, and that is why people have thrown up their hands in many ways.
Well, you had names like Walter Cronkite. You had names like Harry Reasoner. You had names like Chet Huntley and David Brinkley, and they were people that also did exactly what it took to get the source researched and get the news and get it out there accurately and correctly, because that was their name. That was their reputation. And they didn't want to have crap coming out there. Like Brian Settler, all he seems to want to do on CNN is just throw something up there to see if it sticks and make it weird enough and wild enough that, oh, look, when did we broke the story? And it's not even a story.
Yeah, and it turns out not to be true in many cases.
Most of the time. Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more. Kyle Warren and I here in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the economy, some things you know and some things you don't know. So I shall return with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
You betcha. Mark Walters, of course, the host of Armed America Radio, the Monster Cast Weekend Edition, that you'll hear on many of these same stations Sunday nights from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time and other times in various markets all around the country. Now, this portion of the program, again, brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow, his website, MyPillow.com. And I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here. Kyle, you know, MyPillow.com has got so many things over there, it's just hard to describe. But basically anything that's got to do with a bedroom or a bathroom is pretty much there at that website, correct? The vanities and necessities and all that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, folks, they got the MyPillow bathrobes, the slippers, which the captain has already received and loves.
Almost walked out of the house with them.
That's right. And literally, and of course, there's also the MyPillow sleepwear, I believe, too.
Yeah.
Which is, again, how comfortable do you think that is going to be? That is going to be the most comfortable sleepwear you'll ever have, by no doubt. The other specials they have there at the website, Captain, are just really phenomenal. And you get all that with the simple promo code Captain.
Right. It saves you money because it'll ask you for a promo code. Otherwise, you pay full retail value. You get the promo code, and you'll save $65 here, $40 there, 30% over here, whatever the case may be. But you'll save a bunch of money. Just use the promo code Captain at MyPillow.com. Now, if you want to call them, if you got any questions, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And there you go. Okay, well, Mr. Kyle, here we go. Economic confidence fell to the number 108.9 in this month's Rasmussen Reports Economic Index. Now, that's down nearly 10 points from June, and this is the second consecutive monthly decline. The economy is going backwards.
It's going backwards, Captain, and how do we know that? Well, let's take a look at another significant number. Under President Trump, it got up as high as 147.8 back in January of 2020. Now, we know what happened after that, but it also began to rebound by last November. And so that was at 126.4. So having it be 108.9 or 108.9 down 10 months from 10 points rather from a month ago in June, that tells you what you need to know about how the consumers, which again, consumer spending, two-thirds of the American economy, how they feel about what's happening under President Biden and inflation.
Well, for anybody that's moving around the country, changing jobs, moving to different country parts of the country, they know already that rents keep climbing. They know that electric rates are going up. They know gasoline is up. They also know that if they bought a vehicle lately, the new cars you can't find a chip for, used cars consequently are up almost 30% in many areas around the country, which obviously is overheating and adding gasoline to the fire when you talk about inflation.
Well, sure. I mean, let's just say for round numbers, you know, you want to go buy a used car, and it was $10,000. But that would have been several months ago. Now it's 30% more than what you might have thought you might spend just a few short months ago. This is a really, really big deal.
Yeah.
And the fact that this is out of control and runaway, I mean, look what happened to lumber, by the way, as well. Some say that's going to start to fall back to earth, but still, there's a lot of people can't do home improvement now because of it's so expensive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and by the way, Wells Fargo also confirmed that they were shutting down all the personal lines of credit, and some people that had the lines of credit on, like, their debit cards, they got a shock when they went to the store to do whatever they were going to do and thought that they were getting into their line of credit that they thought they had with their account, which is no longer there.
Well, that's exactly right. And in some cases, the consumers were borrowing up to $100,000, on their lines of credit, basically, and perhaps even more, we don't know. But the fact that Wells Fargo is getting out of that business, now they say they're turning more to credit cards, I think that it shows that they feel that there's going to be some more, shall we say, waves that are going to be coming in these economic storms and so forth, and they're trying to get out of that part of the business.
Now, Donald Trump made a comment to all his followers on the Save America website. That's Save America PAC that many people are aware of. And by the way, that's the group that was here last week. Now, what he did was, he said, and I'll read it verbatim, he says, it's very important that Senate Republicans not allow our hard-earned tax reductions to be terminated or amended in an upward trajectory in any way, shape, or form. They should not be making deals on increasing taxes for the fake infrastructure proposals being put forward by Democrats, almost all of which goes to the ridiculous Green New Deal Marxist agenda. Keep the Trump administration's tax cuts right where they are. Do not allow tax increases. And thinking about it, I've never seen anything so easy to win politically on. Also, Rhino Republicans should stop negotiating the infrastructure deal. You are just being played by the radical left Democrats. They will give you nothing. That's from Donald Trump.
Well, that's very, very compelling. Yes, the American people would love an infrastructure deal, Captain. They would love to have something that, especially in light of what we have seen over in the last 2 weeks in Florida and Miami Beach, these kinds of disasters point up the need for infrastructure in the general sense.
Yeah.
But the Democrats have no intention, Captain, of coming to terms with an actual infrastructure deal. Mm-hmm. So the president is right.
By the way, one of our listeners up in Maine who's been communicating with us all night long said, wow, when you said Walter Cronkite, I really felt old.
Well,
I'm sorry, but Walter Cronkite was a legend in the news business. And by the way, we actually met him as a group, my unit, when he came over to Vietnam, because he came over there as a reporter. Of course, Dan Rather was over there. Morley Safer was over there. Peter Jennings was over there. Frank, what was his name? The guy with Frank. He was with ABC News.
Frank Reynolds?
Yeah, that was it. He was over there. I mean, all those guys, they came through Vietnam and other places.
Well, exactly. It was even a different time in terms of the news business then as well.
Because they actually told the truth.
Well, exactly. And Walter Cronkite, of course, his great sign-off line, right, was that that's the way it is.
And that's the way it is.
And that's the way it is. But again, that was the idea of agreeing on some basic facts and not disputing everything and not trying to literally put everything through the lens of somebody's political ideology. And there were unifying factors, Captain, to the fact that you could find out what was happening in the world. People might have had their different opinions about this or that, or whether or not President so-and-so mm-hmm. was right or wrong, but they weren't at each other's throats quite as they are now.
Let's talk about this assassination of this president down in Haiti. 17 suspects, including two U.S. citizens, have so far been detained as law enforcement in Haiti looks for answers after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. Now, Moïse and his wife were shot overnight Wednesday night at their residence in downtown Port-au-Prince, and the suspects include a slew of retired Colombian soldiers, as well as three suspects who were killed, and they're currently looking for eight more that are at large. This apparently was a paramilitary group paid by somebody who wanted to overthrow the government, and I believe, was it the government asked for American troops to come in there right after this?
Yes, we understand that the Haitians have asked for U.S. troops to come in to help secure infrastructure and so forth, but according to a senior U.S. administration official, they have no plans to send any U.S. military to Haiti at this time.
Well, we've done it before when they had situations down there. But I think it's really dangerous, these faraway places. When we get into them, I think we're really running the risk of, you know, some things going wrong.
Well, yes, and I think one of the other issues that coming up around the corner in September, evidently, are more presidential and legislative elections there in Haiti. So that's maybe one of the reasons they want the increased security.
Well, they can always ask the Central American group that's down there, the countries that are in their treaty organization, I believe they're a part of, and maybe they'll help them.
Right, exactly right. So we'll see, but the very tumultuous time, unfortunately, with this killing.
By the way, when Xavier Becerra said it's the government's business to know you're vaccinated, they actually do know. You know how I know that?
How's that?
Because the card I've got says CDC on it. You don't think they don't know that I got vaccinated?
Yes, you're in a database.
Yep, you betcha. All right, caller, hang on. Kyle and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we've got plenty more to talk about and a caller on the line, too.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday, in a Friday phone call, that he must take action against cyber criminals acting in his country and that the U.S. reserves the right to defend its people and its critical infrastructure, the White House said.
The United States expects when a ransomware operation is coming from his soil, even though it's not sponsored by the state, expect them to act.
A fire engulfed a food and beverage factory outside Bangladesh's capital, killing at least 52 people, many of whom were trapped inside by an illegally locked door, fire officials said Friday. The blaze began Thursday night at the five-story Hashim Foods Limited factory, sending huge clouds of black smoke billowing into the sky. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Notebook, and you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program, and you are going to hear an Edwards Notebook coming up here in just a second, so get ready for it.
Crime continues to escalate in cities across the United States due to efforts to defund city police departments. But that's not the only reason criminal activities are on the rise. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Of course, fewer police officers in our cities makes it easier for those thugs to carry out their brutish criminal behavior. But when it comes to criminal behavior, if it's not met with swift and adequate punishment, there is no reason for thuggish criminals to reconsider their evil plans of attack upon our fellow sovereign Americans and or our property. Democrat politicians and leftist district attorneys desire more freedom for criminals, including rapists, pedophilia participants, and thieves in San Francisco, than law-abiding folks like you and I. The root cause of this madness is the multi-decade effort to eradicate the teaching of good moral behavior to generations of American children who are increasingly growing up to be more accepting of evil. This must be stopped now. But we must train up the children in the righteous way they should go and not depart. If we do not...
Forget about it.
I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Well, I don't know about that because he's been around longer than dirt. But anyway, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And hey, Kyle, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. You know, I've been there for about 18 years, and whenever I've needed to have them, which is 3 times over that 18 years, they've been there with bells on their fingers and rings on their toes.
That's right.
And all you got to do, folks, is go to geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com to find out more. All right, on the telephone line, Kyle, we've got Mike over in Clearwater. So, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, I'm starting to notice a pattern with the Biden administration. Back in February, some nasty people took over the country of Myanmar. Today, some very nasty people, or yesterday, some very nasty people assassinated the president of Haiti. And not to mention, we've got Iran that's wanting to do nasty things, North Korea. China's definitely doing nasty things in the background, but yet the Biden administration isn't doing anything about Myanmar. They claim, oh, we're going to send some people down to Haiti to help these folks, you know, get over this and give them whatever assist. This man has no clue when it comes to foreign policy, Kyle, and I have a feeling that Myanmar and Haiti is just the beginning. The nasty people in the world, they look at Biden and they're like, you know what, we can do whatever we want because this man isn't going to do jack diddly. Now, Trump, on the other hand, they probably would be shaking in their boots and they wouldn't dare try anything out of line because they know that they would be handled swiftly and justly. But with Uncle Joe, oh, well, you know what, kill the president of this country, take a coup and take over that country. It's just the beginning, Kyle, and I want to know what your thoughts are. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, Kyle, before you start, I'm going to say something here. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
War. You go in, you dominate, you get out. You destroy the enemy, and then you leave. And you leave them in worse shape than what they were than when you went in. Now, you can also, Marines, and this is a good one, you can join the Marines and visit exotic places and people. And everybody else knows the rest of what happens when the Marines get out there and go anywhere. All right, and thank you there, Mr. Maine, for sending us that. That came from Maine.
Oh, yes, very cool.
All right, cool. Go ahead with the answer.
Yes, well, thanks so much, Mike. And, you know, while you were talking about Myanmar and these other issues, and especially China, this is going to be huge. But I was also thinking about the Middle East, thinking about Israel, thinking about how Hamas could launch rocket after rocket after rocket, thousands of rockets, trying to overwhelm the Iron Dome system. And President Biden, again, in a position where, again, I think giving the wrong message to those who would even come against our greatest ally in the Middle East, Israel. So, I think it's between Putin, between President Xi, between terrorist organizations in the Middle East. They think it's a free-for-all at this point.
That's because they see we have a weak president, and everybody knows it. He gets up there. And by the way, he was walking through, a field or something, and he was shuffling along with those little shuffle steps. Again, those are all signs of an illness that he has, that I believe he has, dementia.
Right. I mean, and when he was trying to buy the ice cream cone and so forth, this just doesn't bode well. And it just shows that something is going on. But obviously, you know, right now the Democrat Party elite, not the rank and file, but the Democrat Party elite, far mm-hmm. left in this country, seems to be much more interested in hurting the United States than having legitimate foreign policy.
And I need to set the record straight on a couple of things. I know the Democrats are trying to move into some of these red states to try to overwhelm us with their numbers, but it's not happening. The numbers coming to Florida, for example, are 4 times to 1 Republican versus Democrat. The Republicans are coming here because of our Republican governor, and they want in on this great economy we have in Florida and the governor we have in Florida. The Democrats aren't even thinking about that. And when it comes to Texas, the next person that tells me, well, they're going to turn Texas blue, they got all the Democrats going there. No, they don't. No, they don't. The numbers are just exactly the opposite of what you're hearing. If you don't believe me, go take a look at Senator Ted Cruz. Go take a look at the election that they just had. Go take a look at the numbers. And, oh, by the way, when you take a look at the primary that's coming up, let's see who votes more in terms of numbers, the Republicans or the Democrats in Texas.
Right. Exactly. But again, that's also partly a narrative that comes out of the mainstream media.
Well, they want to try to create, it's a diversion.
Yeah, right. Precisely.
They're trying to scare people, get them to stay home and all that crap.
Yeah, it's a disinformation campaign, in many ways.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, the big crack lineup at CNN is cracking. You know, you got Fredo, and you got Don Lemon, and you got Mr. I've got to be careful what I say here. But anyway, you know who I'm talking about.
Right, right.
Yeah, the big three are becoming the three in the toilet right now because their numbers are down so much because people are sick and tired of listening to their crap.
Well, they went so far overboard with the just going after Trump, literally about every little thing. You know, Trump would save a cat out of the tree, and they'd still criticize him.
Yes.
And they're finding out that people are tuning out now.
Yeah, somebody asked me if I was talking about Anderson Cooper. Yes, I am, but I was trying to be polite. Anderson Cooper and, of course, Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon, the big three. They were the big three over there that were the ones that gave him the numbers. Well, not anymore.
Well, right, and again,
they're being crushed in the ratings by their competition.
Well, sure, yeah, and in many ways by this program.
That's right. Well, yeah, but again, we beat them three. We beat them three times last week with their total numbers on the nights that they were down, which is okay. I don't mind that, but we continue to beat MSNBC, and that's hilarious.
Yes, it really is, but again, it's because people are saying to themselves, look. This is a one note song that was playing over there, and it was always against Trump. And some of these people, Captain, you know, they've tuned out of that, or they're tuning out altogether. And you might find a super anti-Trump person, but they don't even know what's going on with Biden.
Now let's pick on Ron Edwards. You ready?
Sure.
The Michigan Attorney General is asking police to probe the people who made election fraud claims.
Right, and that might have also, from what we understand, personally profited somehow off these election fraud claims. That's also quite an interesting aspect of this, Captain, because a lot of people profit off of a lot of crazy stuff that they say or do or put out on the Internet or you know, talk about aliens or whatever it is. But yet this is very special because they really want to go after
them. And do you remember the two young boys that had BB guns in the picture when they were doing the Zoom stuff from home and they were booted out of school and the Zoom class and all that stuff?
Right.
Well, their parents sued together and got $165,000 from the school to settle the lawsuit for that and for holding the BB guns in their own homes during online classes.
Right. Well, that's very, very interesting. And again, yeah, I guess it goes to their zero tolerance sort of policy. But
lost.
They did.
And it cost $165,000.
Yep.
Alrighty, and by the way, for the people that think the federal government does not have a database of who received the COVID-19 shots, I remind you, take a look at your vaccination card. It's got the CDC logo on it. They are aware. Be right back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program, the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the pilot and Flying J closest to you. Pull on in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and if you're not already a member of their driver's club or RV club, you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee and then go right to the kiosk there and join the Flying J and Pilot Drivers Club and RV Club. All right, here we go. You're going to love this one. I haven't heard this song in a while, and Kyle sent it to me, so here we go.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
So much for that, Kyle. Your song quit. Your song quit, Kyle.
Yeah, well, that's Hammer, though. That's back from 1990.
You know,
huge hit.
Maybe it's because he went bankrupt and had all that sort of stuff, and that's why he quit, huh?
Well, he had some issues, and but
some issues.
Yes, he had some issues.
Some issues.
Yeah, but then he came out with Too Legit to Quit. By the way, yeah, that's right. But Hammer, he's one of my favorite people. So yeah.
All right, well, let's go back here. I'm going to read the statement and then turn it over to you. A slow-moving frontal border will bring showers and storms from the Ohio Valley and plains this weekend. A few storms could be severe, and flood watches are also in effect. Tropical downpours over parts of southeastern Texas should gradually abate by sometime Saturday night. Meanwhile, excessive heat is going to continue out there where you're at, in the western U.S., with record-breaking temperatures expected again. And, of course, Elsa is gone. It's moved out to Nova Scotia and points out to sea. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. Again, excessive heat out in west this weekend, and we're definitely going to see more records fall. Death Valley clocked in somewhere in the high 120s, could be 132 over this weekend at some points. We'll be watching that. Maybe the hottest place on Earth, basically, ever recorded, perhaps. But throughout Utah tonight as well, up and down I-15, Salt Lake City area, you're looking at excessive heat warnings there. Up in northern Montana, excessive heat watch. If you're driving along U.S. Highway 2 up there, Spokane, Washington, back on the map with the heat advisory there. Could be over 100 degrees there along I-90. And, of course, this goes down into southern Idaho, most of Nevada, all of California under excessive heat watches and warnings. Las Vegas, Nevada was 101 back in hour number one, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
100 degrees now. And it's going to be maybe 114 on Sunday. So be careful out there.
All right, we'll start with Nebraska tonight. In the central part of Nebraska, we've got a severe thunderstorm watch and warning, as well as thunderstorms have been rolling through that same area all night long, the central part of Nebraska, U.S. 75 down into Kansas. Now, I will tell you that I-70 about 50 miles into Kansas and all the way to St. Louis, Missouri. You're going to be in and out of thunderstorms. You're going to be in and out of flash flooding. The closer you get to St. Louis, Missouri, they currently are under a flood warning there. Severe thunderstorms right along the border, Missouri and Iowa, along the southern part of Iowa, with flooding going on there, going across the central part of Illinois tonight, down into the lower part of Indiana, and then the southeastern corner of Illinois to include down into the southeastern corner of Arkansas. You have got rain and thunderstorms also up into the northeastern corner of Arkansas. And the western part of Tennessee looks like they're going to start getting it too, as the system seems to be moving in that direction. Now, moving up into Minnesota tonight, we've got heavy, dense fog just north and east of the Twin Cities all the way to Duluth, and for about 100 miles along the Minnesota border with Canada, as well as the border with Wisconsin tonight. And then, as I said, the storm, Elsa, has actually moved up into Nova Scotia and is right now, as we speak, headed out to sea. Greenland and points to the north and the east, and has dissipated into a system depression. That's all it is at the moment. Now, down in Texas, the rain is starting to abate a little bit, but instead of raining as hard as what it was down on the border, McAllen, it's now up by Corpus Christi and Galveston in that area, still raining. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and keep the air conditioner running.
Thanks, Captain. Look forward to it.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And KyleWarrenShow.com, the website. Go over there. And while we're waiting for Denise Simon to call in, we're going to ask her a question when she calls in. It's going to be pretty simple. It's going to be, who's buying Hunter's panties? That's all. Our friend up there in Maine has said, yeah, dittos, who can't touch this? Yep, you betcha. And, you know, try as you want, Democrats and whatnot, it's just not going to work. Not going to work. Okay, well, joining us on the telephone right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Morning.
A lot of people want to know the answer to this question. Are you ready?
Sure.
Who's buying Hunter's paintings?
Well, anybody who wants access to Biden in the White House.
That sounds familiar.
So
huh?
That means you've got business people, you've got diplomats, you've got lobbyists, you've got special interests. And remember, too, that allegedly all of the buyers are to remain anonymous.
Did you hear the excuse? Let me read it, because Jen Psaki said, I'm going to read her words verbatim. And then you
I know the excuse.
Yeah. Well, they want to remain anonymous to all parties to avoid the appearance of any influence peddling. Really? That's what it does appear to be.
Well, that's exactly what it is. And the White House is the one who coordinated this deal with the art gallery. And the owner of the art gallery is just as corrupt as the Biden family.
That's what I've heard.
So now you have the ethics fella that was, challenged and whatnot over the ethics of the business deals during the Trump administration, but ended up finding everything was, after a long investigation and whatnot, everything was copacetic.
Right.
But now he's sounding the alarm on what this White House is doing with this art gallery thing. So the White House, Jen Psaki, comes out and says, well, Hunter's allowed to make a living.
Yeah, listen to the words, the exact words. This is amazing. Of course he has the right to pursue an artistic career, just like any child of a president has the right to pursue a career. Child?
Mm-hmm.
Child? Okay, well, I guess Hunter could be considered a child.
Yeah, well, he is.
He acts like one half the time, right?
Yes.
Jeez, dope addict that he is and all that other stuff. Oh, well, what do I know?
It's bad. I mean, what's going on in this White House? Here's the other thing. The White House visitors' logs are not to be released.
Of course. Yep. Mm-hmm. They don't want anybody to know who's coming or going.
No.
Who's trying to buy influence and this, that, and the other. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I hope the voters that are listening that have been on the fence are paying attention to what we're saying here. This is corruption at its highest.
Well, here's the other thing. The art industry, if you will, the retail, it's corrupt to begin with.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Afghanistan. We're going to talk about the Taliban, when they came wheeling into Bagram yesterday, the day before, with tanks leading the way. Tanks leading the way. Yep. And by the way, how'd you like that MRAP they were driving? And those Humvees. Where do you think they got those? They didn't get them at the Five and Dime. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch moves on.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.